Well, my college experience was kind of crazy because I went to a school called Marshall University out of high school.
Okay.
So I had a full ride scholarship to go to Marshall University in Montana.
Okay.
I chose Marshall.
Okay.
So at the time, they were a top 25 school in the country. I don't know
Montana
if you ever seen that. Montana's a good school, too.
Is a different type of area, though, than Arizona.
Yeah, no. Marshall's in West Virginia.
Okay.
So I went down there, and I got homesick after, like, 6 months. So I'm 18, right? I'm 18. I went to, like, the third, like, worst city in the whole United States for, like, opioid and, like...
Oh, wow.
It was just crazy. It was just a good... Like, I don't know if you ever seen the movie Halloween Town. It was, like, on, like, Disney Channel. Yeah. It literally felt like that.
Really?
Yeah, it felt like Halloween Town. It was whack. But I got homesick. I had a girlfriend at the time, so I was, like, really, like, just immature.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to be here. My parents were fighting me, and I was like, I'm coming home. And they were like, well, you're going to school somewhere. So then I went to a junior college. I went to Mesa Community College.
Mm-hmm.
But I still was playing football because, like, I was so high valued. Like, they were like, just play
for
us.
Yeah, play for us.
And,
yeah.
Like, we'll pay for your school. So I did that. Ended up, I was like, one season. I played one season. More schools wanted me to get out of there. So I took a scholarship to NAU.
Okay.
Another full ride scholarship to NAU. Somehow tricked that off and was like, I hate football.
Oh my gosh.
I quit. I'm throwing away the scholarship. And it was like just really ungrateful vibes. You feel me? And then I ended up getting the academic scholarship to there anyway. So it was like, oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
God was fighting me.
He did not want you to leave,
fact,
man.
So I ended up going there. Then I didn't play football for a year. I just did school and I felt like, As someone who, like, you know, playing sports, they, like, bolster you up. Like, you can do anything.
Yeah.
I was playing sports. I could have my tutors do my homework for me. I could get any girl I wanted. Like, just, like, I play football. Like, I'm here. I've arrived, you know? Type energy.
So, speaking of that, how'd you meet your wife?
Right. So my senior year, I was, like, just about to graduate. I came to Phoenix to do a show, a rap show. So, this was, like, when I started to, like, I'm marketing myself as a rapper now.
Yeah.
You know? I did a rap show out here, and she was in the show.
How was she in the show?
She was a rapper then.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, she was a rapper, yeah.
Holy heck. And is she freestyle as well, or?
She can. She's so cold. But she just don't, she doesn't make music anymore. If I need her to sing on something, like, she'll do it as a background or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's like extremely talented.
Wow.
I'm gonna need to see some photos right now.
Oh yeah, no, man, I'll show you some photos. My wife is dope, man. And
I need to see your kids.
Yeah, hold
on. Love babies.
I'm gonna show you a family photo.
Yeah.
But so we met there, and then like I was not a faith-based artist then. I was just regular, and she was just regular in the world, just living, like, doing us, you know, the do you boo-boo type energy. Just being bad, pretty much. And then we kind of, like, fell into it and, like, agreed that that God would be the standard of our relationship, and that we would go to the Bible for counsel. And, like, if I'm wrong, then we'll be checked by the Bible. And if she's wrong, we'll be checked by the Bible. And
so did she have a history of a Christianity in her?
Yeah, she grew up Christian. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find her
photo. I know. I'm sorry. I'm making you talk. See, you're so high maintenance, Maddie. Sorry.
Nah, it's all right.
We're kind of used to her being high maintenance. Don't worry.
Nah, she grew up Christian, like pretty strict Christian, like really strict, which is probably why she
kind of veered,
fell away from
it. Yeah.
And I grew up Christian, kind of. Like, we went to church. I went to church camp and stuff like that. But I had so much leniency for my beliefs. Like, my parents were just, like, under the impression of, like, we're not going to force you to do anything because you're so rebellious. Like, you're going to do the opposite. So they just let me kind of explore. Like, I was exploring every religion by the time I was, like, 15.
That's what I allow my children to do.
Yeah.
I want them to figure out what their faith is and what it means to them.
I think that could be important if, like, I think, like, as long as you have, like, parameters, like, some things are just wrong and some things, like, are just right, fam. Like,
yeah.
Like, you can't just become a terrorist just because you just because you've been studying and you think it's right to do that.
No, I totally agree. Yeah, I don't think any of them are joining the jihad or anything. But
yeah, no.
Oh my god.
But like, are you studying religion right now, or like, are you dabbling? You're trying to figure out like life and how you kind of get.
I don't know. Like, to be honest, like, yeah. Right now, I can't really focus on anything because my mind is on so many things right now that I can't, like, focus on something else at this
really?
Moment. Yeah, because right now I'm thinking of, like, school, what's happening after school, softball, the podcast, like, you know, workout, like, everything. I'm, like, working on all this. And then, like, it's
the
just
business,
so hard. Yeah.
Sweet 16.
It's
coming
just,
around in a
yeah,
couple weeks.
I can't think of anything else right now. My brain is like going
to
explode.
And that's crazy because I think about it every night before I go to bed. I thank God every night
wow.
for the day that I had.
Go on.
I do. I feel like that's important because no matter how that day went, at least I was given that day to, you know, to be with my loved ones. So.
I'm there, man. I'm trying to find this photo for you guys. I'm sorry. I'm like.
That's okay.
I'm like.
Here, we'll pause for 30 seconds. So you can three. Two, Maddie, you start. One.
Okay, so what kind of dad do you want to be for your, like, kids?
I want to be a role model. Like, I just want to show them how to be rather than, like, telling them and, like, sneaking behind their back doing the opposite. Like, if I want them to eat celery, the best way to tell them to eat celery is if I'm eating celery. You know what I mean?
You know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I was a kid, though, that always loved, like, fruits and vegetables, though, so
Word.
I can't say anything.
Mm-hmm. That's a blessing.
I love my broccoli.
Broccoli?
Broccoli.
I never liked peas, and I don't understand them. Like.
I don't like mashed peas. I like regular ones.
I could probably
Ew, gross.
Get down to
mashed
some.
Peas, I wouldn't do those.
I know, those are nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like some baby food.
They don't. Yeah, exactly. That's what I would think of it like.
I love every other fruit. Fruit and vegetable. Mm-mm-mm. Sorry, I don't like reading out loud, as you guys heard before. So what are you trying to build right now?
Right now, my biggest thing I'm trying to build is, like, business-wise, my nonprofit. I think that, like, opening a door for, like, crowdfunding is gonna, like, be my biggest way to incorporate people who want to support me. Even if it's in the future and I could have the money to do something big, I realize that people want to be a part of something.
They do.
And there's this show called The Chosen. I don't know if you heard
about it.
Oh,
I watched it.
It's fire.
Oh, I told her she had to watch it.
I haven't watched
it
yet.
It's fire.
It's good.
It's fire.
It's bad because right now you guys are talking about The Chosen. I'm thinking about Lucifer right now because that's the show I'm watching on Netflix. It's actually really good, though, because... It's actually, no, no, guys, it's okay. It's not bad, though. It's not bad.
But
it's a good show.
Yeah, but the whole show was crowdfunded.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
You've seen it's good quality, like great
yeah.
quality. Whole thing was crowdfunded. They were paid, crowdfunded, everything.
I have a question, if I can interrupt. So what is your nonprofit? What does it do?
Yeah, so it's called Kids at Heart Foundation. So pretty much what it does right now is... It allows me to take donations when I'm on the street rapping. It allows me to take donations and, like, put it back into my marketing, put it back into my message. It's just a way to fund my... I call it my ministry. I'm a faith-based artist, so I'm literally on the street. Like, I literally say I saw you walking by. I'm like, hey, miss with the red hair, I want to tell you that I love you. And if no one told you today, God loves you. Like, don't give up on life.
Wow.
Don't give up on your family. So I'm literally, like, speaking life to people, like... That's my ministry, but
That's so amazing. I love that.
Man, thank you. Yeah, no.
Yeah, we'll join your church.
Yeah. It's like I don't have a building. Like I
no,
am the church.
You are the church.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So like if people,
become a priest, man.
If people, I am. I'm just a rap one. Like I'm not the guy that's like all religious. I'm real. Like
yeah.
No,
I'm
yeah.
on the street. You know what I mean? So
faith.
Yeah, I just like that's what I feel called to do. I don't feel called to be behind a pulpit. Like I'm not him.
Mm-mm.
I'm me.
People react on the street when you do that?
They love it. They smile, they blush, they laugh, they give me money.
You're like, oh yeah, they give me money,
because
guys.
They support it, yeah.
And then you use that money...
To like go to the studio, to make the music videos.
Okay.
Like everything. Even like if I have to pay bills, like, I pay myself out of those donations too. That's my job.
Yep.
So that's with the same with every nonprofit. Like, I study nonprofits, but people just, they don't say that. But if you study how much of a dollar goes to the, you know, be like, 10%. Donate a dollar to the children, whatever. Like, if you see how much of that dollar really gets to Africa, it's not much.
10%.
Because they have to pay the employees. They have to, they have to pay to ship it. Like, you know, like, that's someone's job. So
I used to be executive director of the Variety Club up in Seattle. And so I ran the haunted house there at Seattle Center. And I did a not-for-profit where we raised money to give vans to other not-for-profits because they couldn't afford transportation. And so we helped seed the Ronald McDonald House up there. We would take, and this is one thing I did with my boys, is we would take donations and go give it to kids that literally were sleeping all together, like without even a mattress, and take up mattresses and sheets and pillows and blankets. And we would give them tickets to sporting events, a lot of sporting events, because kids never got that experience. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the most wonderful times. It was so much work. I was really fortunate that I had a job that the guy just paid me to look good so I could go off and do all the not-for-profit stuff. And I left the job because I didn't like that, but I stayed with it long enough to get the haunted house done because it's a lot of work on a haunted house. I can totally understand that. There's something about giving to others that just... it makes it feel like it's your mission. It's like something, if people would just do it once or twice, they would understand how important it is to do that all the time.
Yeah.
So that is so cool that you actually do that out on the streets. And so, like, where would you do this at? Like, outside of a function, like a major event? Yeah. Or where would you?
Okay. Yeah, so I just got back from New York. I'm going back. I got back from Vegas not too long ago, California. I just traveled. Like, if there's a big event anywhere, there's like, I just research, where's an event happening?
So would it be like a rapping event, or would it be something else?
Could be rap, could be any music genre. I do the best at country, which is crazy. People love it.
Wow.
People love it. They eat it up, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I've been to plays, like food festival, anywhere there's, I see people, I'm like, bet. Like, I'm gonna go, if there's a mass of people, I'm going to go do what I do and, like, creatively spread the gospel. Like, that's what I do. I creatively spread the gospel. Not, you know, I don't got to say Jesus five times for somebody to
understand.
I show love. And if they ask me why I show love, then I explain why. Because that was my journey.
Do you give them, like, a card or something to promote yourself?
Yeah, I give them, if they ask, I have cards. I have, like, my little Scantron that goes to my website and my pages, and they can support the music. And, like, the nonprofit also is a big vehicle for me to, like, distribute donations. So, like, one of my neighbors, like, we had seen her get evicted, like, right in front of our eyes. And she had four kids, single mom.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, her kids were lapping in the car. Like, she was really struggling. And so we felt called, like, let's do a fundraiser. So we just posted, yo, like, you guys want to send money? This fundraiser that we're doing, all the money coming in is going to Bajie and her family. Mm-hmm. Or, like, me and my wife went out and just bought some stuff, and we gave it to the homeless.
Right.
But, like, certain things we're not going to tell because, like, that's just what we want to do anyway.
Exactly.
But the nonprofit is a way to distribute donations, like, to other faith-based businesses. To, like, one project that we're gonna do in December is we have, like, a team of barbers, so we're gonna pay the barbers through people's donations to pay for their service so they can give it for free.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we're gonna go out and, like, give a whole bunch of people haircuts and interview them.
Wow.
I'm gonna perform for them, just ask them about their life, and just, like, try to act out the gospel, you know, like, just try to show love. So the nonprofit is really just a vessel for us to take donations and, like, spread the gospel, like,
wow,
honestly.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Yeah.
You know another thing you should show love to?
Talk
our
to
website.
Me. Talk to me.
Don't talk to
me.
Oh, yeah. Like, go buy it on our website. Go follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Talk to me.
And Spotify.
The podcast. Oh, and Spotify. And I don't know the other ones because I'm bad.
Talk to me.
We have a lot of these waiting for you guys to wear them. go buy them right now.
Talk to me, podcast, yeah, man. Stop playing.
Our model today.
Yeah, he's our model.
I'm a model.
He was a great talk model, by me. The way. He Thank did you. Really, really good. So with regards to like your rapping and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So how far do you want to take this? I mean, if you got like a contract to go perform for an A&R company or something like that, would you want to do that, or would you want to continue with? Because it sounds like what you're doing now is really affecting a lot of people, and you can affect a lot of people through an A&R company. Except an A&R company is going to take more control, and they're going to take more money, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean, I kind of ran into this with my book situation. So what would you rather do? Would you rather continue with the not-for-profit and go down the path that you and your wife have? So actually, I have to, I mean, give you like big snaps, because it's super brave to go out there and to do what you guys are doing, honestly.
Yeah.
For one, people aren't always receptive.
Yeah.
And for two, it's a risk.
Yeah, it is.
And you're actually depending on your faith to get you through at all these situations and to help you get other people through those situations.
Mm-hmm.
So would you rather stay on the path, or would you go with an A&R company?
I'm open to, like, if a contract comes up, I'm going to read it, and I'm going to hire my attorney to read it.
Yeah.
And then, like, if it makes sense, it would make sense, but I'm not going to compromise my message, and I'm not going to compromise, like, there's certain things I just won't compromise for money. But I'm all for teaming up with it. They're just going to, I'm going to structure a contract like that's beneficial to me and my family and to my message. But yeah, no, I want to take it the biggest. Like, I want to be the biggest, the best lyrically, like everything. I believe so. As long as God keeps giving me breath and the world don't crash or something like that. I definitely want to take it the biggest and the best. I'm open to signing deals with a big company.
You hear that, all you A&R companies out there? He's ready to sign. Yeah. Just give him a good contract. Don't screw him.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm also, and like, I have a really good attorney. So like, I'm good.
You're covered.
They're not going to be able to play that type of game. But also, there's a lot nowadays with the internet that I don't need.
Yeah.
From those old ways of music. It's like, literally, it takes money to make money in this industry, as I'm sure for every industry, right?
Yeah.
Which is why I'm raising money. Like, yes, the money I pay myself as an employee to feed my family, because I enjoy the fruits of my labor. I'm working hard. This is my job too. Don't get it twisted. This is my job. I work more than I did in corporate now working for myself.
Yeah.
But nowadays, like, it's all budgeting. So I'm just raising money and meeting people, and I trust God's going to lead me right. But, like, I know what to do with a large budget.
Yeah.
I know how to flip it for myself in marketing and advertisement.
And that's what you should be learning in personal finance. Honestly, is what
Dane's
learning through life. That's something that you need to listen to and pay attention to.
YouTube.
And it's you crazy. Did it all through YouTube.
Yeah, nonprofit, everything, YouTube. It's crazy. Like, you
can
learn.
Talk to Me is on YouTube.
Speaking of YouTube, Talk to Me podcast is on YouTube. And Kid Friendly is on YouTube, too.
Everything's on YouTube.
Shout out to YouTube.
Yep.
I know, right?
Facts. The craziest stuff.
We'll accept the checks from YouTube at...
right here, right now.
Right here.
Just place it right here.
Whatever questions, we'll give you a speed round.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, how was it being 16 in this world that we live in today? Do you feel pressure as a woman at 16 years old? Do you feel pressure?
I feel like there's a lot of judgment going around. Like, women are not supporting women, I feel like. Like, people are, like, older people are trying to, like, make it like that. But people our age, we're all, like, fighting against each other, and it's really hard to, like, talk to people nowadays, because all they think about is, like, themselves. How do I look? Oh, my God. Like, I want the best guy in the school. I want this guy. I want this guy, you know? And it's like, why can't you guys think of, like, other people and, like, you know? Right. Why can't we support each other?
So you don't have many friends.
No, I do. Oh, trust me. I got a lot of friends.
Really?
A ton.
You seem like, because, like, I guess, like, what? Because you're so real. Like, you just seem so, like, blunt and, like, different than how a 15 or 16-year-old girl would be. that I just figured that you didn't probably fit in with the crowd because they're all kind of going the wrong way?
No.
You know how to play the game?
No. I wouldn't. Maddie's friends with, like, every type of group there is.
That's how I was, too.
She just fits into every... She's got senior friends. She's
You're
got
a chameleon.
Junior friends. She's... Yeah.
I got, you know, even freshman friends.
Yeah.
I'm a freshman. I feel bad for y'all. I was you guys once, not anymore. Hey!
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, no, I can totally see the issues because of the social media. A lot of that's mm-hmm. driven by the social media is mm. to women attacking women.
Wow. I didn't realize that because I didn't grow up with any sisters. I don't have daughters. My mom's like a tomboy. So like, but as far as like you being young and like, do you focus, like, is one of your thoughts like, I want to be married one day? Is that like a top priority for you, or you just are not even worried about that?
I don't even know. Like, I mean, I like people, obviously, like, I have crushes and stuff, but I don't think about marrying people right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about what's the next step in, like, this business and school. My bad.
She got her head on her shoulders, though.
Yeah.
She's not thinking about fleeting things. That's good.
Because it happens when it happens. You can't just force it to happen.
That part. Wait.
Well, and I scared the hell out of her because I married my high school sweetheart
that's
very
not the
young.
Why.
And
how old? 17?
17.
Yeah.
Yep. I midtermed out of my senior year and got married. And it's just too young. You've got to live life. You got to find out who you are before you get with somebody else. And then that person that you get with needs to complete you. And that sounds so cliche.
Yeah.
But they need to support you with what you want to do and your dreams and everything.
That's real spiel.
But that's just kind of... So I probably scared the hell out of her.
Not really. Like.
Celebrity crush. Who's your celebrity crush?
I can't say this.
Yes.
Why?
No! No, it's just...
Controversial.
Show you a photo. No one else is allowed to see.
No judgment. I'm not gonna say anything.
Who is it?
Where's the mic, Maddie? Sorry.
Maddie, you've already told everybody that.
I know, but still. Okay, he's so fine.
The guy from You.
Stop. Don't tell
me. Maddie, we've already said it on the podcast like 3 times.
Okay, so she has a crush.
Oh my god, I can't even remember his name. I'm bad. Okay, guys.
Well, that's what's up, though. I mean,
Penn Badgley.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, my last question is, like, this is so controversial. I don't know how you guys are going to react. But, like, from what I see is, like, there the whole, like, pride stuff going on and, like, the, mm-hmm. like,
I know
sex changes.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Do you feel, did you ever, like, feel like, well, maybe, I don't know if this is too deep, but like maybe I am. Like, do you think that agenda kind of made you question your sexuality ever? Or did you always, like, kind of know? And, like, if you did.
Sorry, my brain's trying to, like, comprehend what you're saying. No. I mean, I know who I am. Like, and obviously, my parents are probably, I don't know, actually, no, probably not.
So, Maddie and I actually had a conversation about this mm-hmm. because I think there is some confusion out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the confusion is probably more so on the girl side than the boy side. And I can speak from that from being a girl.
Yeah.
When you're younger, your feelings are for your best friends, your girlfriends and stuff like that normally. So sometimes those feelings of love, I feel, because you're so young,
yeah.
kind of influence you to think about possibly going, you know,
yeah.
being different or whatever. And I don't mean being different in a bad way.
Yeah.
I just mean going down, you
know,
the other road.
Yeah.
And stuff. And I try to talk to Maddie about that and make her understand that everybody goes through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know boys do too. Everybody goes through it where they question it because you don't know who you are yet. You need to be older to actually know who you are.
Wow, yeah,
and who you really are attracted to. And there's some people who know it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not discounting that. But for Maddie, I've had the conversation with her, is she needs to figure out who she is before she even tries to go look for somebody else.
Yeah.
First. And she needs to understand that. So it's difficult, but there's a lot of people in her life that have chosen to do that. Mm-hmm. And
like young as you?
Younger.
Younger.
Younger?
And older.
Younger.
Yeah.
That have actually
That's
had
crazy.
Like
Sex changes?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Well, there's...
I don't know anyone like
there's,
that, but.
There's a couple that have talked about it for sure that are younger. And stuff. People, like, you know, and it's fine if that's what they, them and their parents decide. But it honestly needs to take, and I feel like the kids are too young to make that decision. It needs to be made when you're older, who you know who you are.
Yeah.
After you've lived a little bit of life. After you've even experimented.
That's just, it's just so crazy to me because, like, and this is not, like, judgmental or anything. It's just, like, from my perspective, what I see going on is, like, it's a pushing thing.
I would agree.
And it's, like, why are you having this conversation with little kids? Like, 10, 11, like, okay, maybe if you're 32 and you're, like, suicidal because you felt like you were supposed, like, maybe that's, like, and that's just a whole different conversation. That's just a different, in its own, it's a different conversation. But, like, sexuality is not to be just, like, explored and tampered with in that way. Like, it's, like, sexuality is a byproduct of being in love with someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with. And, like, that should be the foundation of society. But, like, I feel like they just throw it around like it's so cheap. And, like, I was introduced to, like, pornography at such a young age. It definitely damaged me. And, like, that's not something that people want to talk about, especially men. But it definitely damaged me. Definitely. It damaged me.
You know, I've had conversations with other people regarding this subject. And some of them are just don't even know, like, some of the schools in fourth grade are taking these kids to strip clubs.
Are you kidding me?
No, they're taking them to, you know, gay bars. They're doing all this stuff to introduce them to all these different things.
I've seen stuff like that on social media.
So I feel like that's way too young.
That's
and I think
crazy.
That is just not appropriate for any fourth grader. But I also feel like it's the parents' job to explain these things to the kids.
Yeah.
It really is. And they can get it through a parent, or they can get it through, like, somebody who a trusted person or something, if they want to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's between a parent and a child. And I don't believe anybody else should be involved in that discussion or should have any influence into that area. That's just
keep
how
your
I
purity.
Feel. Yeah.
You look pure. And your eyes, I see it on you. Try to keep your purity for real. Because it's like, it's important. It's important. Like, I'm married, right? So, like, I'm not perfect. And I didn't save myself for my wife. And she didn't save herself for me. And we wish that we would have.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would have eliminated so many other discussions and feelings and emotions and experiences and heartbreaks and stuff like that. Like, of course, you know, things happen, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, divorce or whatever it is. But, like,
right.
I don't know. It's just something that's, like, it's taboo. I see, like, people pushing sex everywhere. We're in America. And, like, you're 16, you know, and it's, like, I know how being 16 was. And it's, like,
confusing.
Yeah, it's, like, well, I want to see what that's like. And it's, like, my advice is just, like, just slow your roll. Like, don't let your mind go. If it goes there, just, like, have a plan of action. Like, you know what? There's a time and a place for that, and it's not now. Like, focus on your finance, on your podcast, on being a kid. You know, that's just my advice, because, like, if you fall in love one day with somebody that you really can see yourself being with for the rest of your life, then those feelings might come, and then you guys can talk about, you can talk to your mom, like, you know, like, maybe I want to marry this guy, and, like, but it's definitely something sacred that you should definitely not just give out. It's not cheap,
no,
you
yeah.
know? It's
we've had that cheap. Conversation because... Like, I told Maddie, you know, the girls that are just giving it out, I go,
they're
just not, they're not going to have an easy life.
It's tough.
They're
yeah.
putting
it's like
themselves into very difficult situations. And, yeah, we keep saying they'll end up in the trailer park. But
that's what she always says. And one time it actually happened, so.
But it's true. They'll put themselves into these situations, and they're going to have a lot of broken hearts if
yeah.
they keep. Going down that
yeah,
road.
it's emotional. That's
it's
what
very
I realized.
Emotional.
It's what they're gonna be known for.
It's,
I feel like
yeah, it's
know?
It's not about the like the physical part of it more so than like
the emotional.
It's an energy exchange. Like you become that person, you inhabit some of those person's stuff, and it's like, I mean, I was disobedient and bad before, and I just looking back, like what type of father I want to be, I'm definitely getting, like, it's not about how many women you can have sex with, son. That's like, really immature, like, for real. And then, like, it's just not worth it. Like, get focused on what you want to love to do in life. And then, like, when you find somebody that you love, you want to, if she can raise your children, or if you find a man that you feel like, you could be the dad of my daughter. And if he don't, if he can't be the dad of your daughter, you should not be giving him the opportunity to be the dad of your daughter. That's just my advice.
No, yeah.
I know mistakes happen. Like, grace and forgiveness for everybody's in a different space. No judgment on nobody.
Right.
But it's just, it would be easier for you to use wisdom and be like, I don't have to go down that path. I'm going to just choose to be different. You know
really,
what I mean?
Really quickly, can you say one last message, like, that you want to say to the world, like, of what you want to put out, like, just right here.
Yeah,
and then we're going to end it right here.
Give us a little bit of your ministry. Yeah. I'd love to hear you.
Yeah, so one, if no one told you today, you're listening to this, God loves you. The Creator loves you. You're made, you know, with a purpose, with a passion. Like, you're beautiful. Like, you know, you have two eyes, two ears, a mouth, like, bones, skin. Life is beautiful. There's trees, birds, like, life is intricate and beautiful, and you are a part of that, and the Creator loves you, and that's what I want to tell you. And don't give up on your life. Don't give up on your loved ones. I promise that if you can just seek the answers to the Creator, like just try to pray and talk to Him. You have a relationship with the Creator, and life will get better, and just don't give up on yourself. That's the main thing I can tell people. Just don't give up on yourself. Just because it's getting hard, do not give up. Do not go that route. And I love you if no one heard that. If no one heard that today. That's usually what I tell people.
What a beautiful message.
Yeah.
You know what another beautiful message is?
Talk to me. Podcast.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for joining us today. Yeah, it was, like, amazing to have you here. Yeah.
So inspirational. And I really hope your message gets out to others, because it's a message that probably very few of them have ever heard.
That's what I'd be saying.
And that's where I think it's so beautiful, because you're willing to say it. I think some of us feel it, but we don't always say it. And yeah. I feel like I'm just happy that our listeners got to hear it today.
I appreciate you guys having me and letting me be myself. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, of course.
You guys are dope. Nope,
you're a beautiful person, and we're lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening
in.
Have a great rest of your day. Peace.
Talk to me.